with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. The Farm to Fork concept is alive and well at two restaurants in downtown Bloomington. Ken Mishka is president of Epiphany Farms Hospitality Group, which manages Epiphany Farms Restaurant and Anjou Above.
They're two completely opposite concepts, but they're just managed by the same service team, by the same group. And so there's congruency there. Everything that Anjou is, Epiphany Farms is not, and vice versa. The kitchens weren't able to be in the same area, and we wanted them to be open to the customer or the guest so they can see it. And so we're like, well, why don't we just have this pizza and bar food and wings and stuff on this side and the hot side, and on the cold side we'll do salads and sushi rolls and dumplings. And that was kind of how the concept started, and now we've kind of evolved, and it's still a really great place to be on Fridays and Saturdays. And I personally think it's a great place to be during the week when it's a little calmer and you can still get the same menu offerings, and it's open for lunch, and you get some really cool offerings throughout the week. And I think guests are really starting to catch on that there is a place in downtown Bloomington that is open during that time slot and is serving delicious, healthy food.
Mishka says they grow about 20% of the food they serve at the restaurants at Epiphany Farms just south of Bloomington. But he says it would be impossible to grow everything on the menu by themselves.
I would love to, but it is not a possibility. We're still thinking, you know, you order a vodka tonic or, you know, gin and tonic, and you're going to want some lime on there. It's just impossible for us to grow everything, coffee, chocolate, things like that. But everything that we have a chance to grow, we do so. And then we engineer the menu around that season of those items. So the menu is constantly changing with the seasons and features everything at the farm and also features other local farms, but it's not everything. And we would love to be able to produce more things, but at the same time, I think we'd like to be a part of a global society, and we like to enjoy really, really high quality food and comes to drink and wine and other things like that. I think we have an appreciation for talent, and not just local talent, but also global talent.
Mishka says the location really offers two very different experiences all at the same place.
Andrew's open a lot more. It's open 6 days a week, lunch and dinner. It's closed on Sundays. Everything's closed on Sundays. And then Epiphany is a little bit more limited. It's Tuesday through Saturday at nighttime. Dinner service only. Starts at 4. And it's really the people that work for us and the people of our community that, you know, make it worthwhile. So I'm really proud to have found a great place and have a really awesome staff to help out with everything.
Mishka hopes people will visit one of the restaurants or maybe tour the farm. Farm tours are available by RSVP every Saturday during the growing season. Find more information on their website at epiphanyfarms.com or search them on Facebook. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.